The following program was previously recorded.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. The Bellevue Little Theater is debuting a brand new play. It's a farce called Temporary Insanity. And on the line with me today on Live and Local, it is the playwright herself. Karen Schaefer joins me. Thank you, Karen, for joining me today on Live and Local.
Thank you, Mike, for inviting me.
Temporary Insanity. Can you give us a synopsis of what this farce is all about?
Well, let me give you the elevator pitch. It's hypnosis and unexpected dinner guests create an evening of levity.
I can't think of a better combination of things for laughs aplenty, and certainly something that we can use at this time in our lives. When did you wrap up writing this?
I finished this up just before COVID. We had a couple of reads and did some edits, and then about a year before COVID happened, I finished up this script, and I was just looking at what theaters might be interested in performing it.
How did you manage to connect with the Bellevue Little Theater and then go ahead and decide that they will be the hosts of the world premiere of Temporary Insanity?
Well, the fun part about it is Lorene Pickle, who is part of Bellevue Little Theater, she and I had been friends way back in our younger years in Texas. And we rediscovered each other after Facebook and reconnected. My husband and I went down and saw her in a play, and then she came up and saw my husband in a play. So she contacted me and said, hey, we might be looking at some stuff. And I'm like, great. And she asked me to send her the play that I had published, Girls Weekend. And so I sent that. They read it. And they just didn't feel at this time it was right for their theater. So she asked if I had something else. And I said, well, I have something that I haven't given to anybody else yet. Would you be interested in that? And she said, of course. So she read it, and then she gave it to the committee, the selection committee, and they read it. And the next thing I knew, they were contacting me and said they would love to premiere this play.
Can you take us through the kind of the creative process, and particularly a farce? I happen to be a big fan of farces. Timing is everything. And so when you're writing the script to a farce, there's a lot of physical things happening that you have to include because that is the timing of what's going on. Can you talk about that process? How did you put that together? And good gracious, how anxious are you to see it with live actors?
Oh my gosh. I will say, let me first say that I am so excited to see this up on its feet. As you know, in a farce, that's the only way that you know for sure that things are working. So it's so important to the process. But when I was going through, I try to take something that might be very typical and see what kind of comedy I can put into it. My influences were Carol Burnett, Mary Tyler Moore, Lucille Ball. And so that's where my mind goes. So I started out with the process of, okay, what's a typical thing? We have this ad agency, and I'm very focused on creating lead roles for women in their 40s and 30s and 50s even, and putting them in real life situations. So I'm like, okay, these two women have created an ad agency. It's relatively new, and they want to attract somebody that they have been courting for a while. So how do we flip this on its ear? Let's put some things in their path. And the first thing I put in the path was, okay, Colin's husband has been hypnotized. Then you say, okay, what else can we do to this? You throw in the mom, and they've asked her to play a maid so that she could serve dinner and things like that. And you have the high school daughter, and with a prom pop in, you know, and that kind of confuses things a little bit. And then we have, you know, of course, all the doors, the walking in and out, the misconceptions, you know, mistaken identities, all of those things come into play.
It has all the ingredients of the fun. I just love farces, madcap comedies. They were called when they were movies in the 60s, and it's just a good time. This is an original production. It's called Temporary Insanity. It's by Karen Schaefer, who has joined me today. Bellevue Little Theater is debuting this on June 11th. It runs through the 27th on Friday and Saturday nights. If you're looking for information, you can go to bellevuelittletheater.weebly.com. Karen Schaefer, thank you so much for joining me today on Live and Local.
Thank you for inviting me to and letting me talk to your people.